She has done what she could. The reason I've shared this story is because I really feel like it leads to the five questions I wrote down last December that the Lord wanted me to ask you all this morning. I've been praying over this, and I humbly submit it to you this morning. First question, what is important to you? What's important to you? Some of you have you place an importance on things that are not eternal. But when I'm talking about your life before the Lord, what is important to you? What is important? I did a funeral for my Uncle Jim. He was a great farmer. At one time, he probably had one of the largest farms. Certainly, it was the largest farm in Washoe County, and possibly it could have been the largest milking operation for its day. About 45 years ago, he was milking 140 cows. This is in the era when my wife's dad, also a great farmer, was milking 20. And that was considered, Cindy's dad supported a family of seven children on 20 cows. And several of my cousins, and I mean this all very respectfully, several of my cousins came to the funeral and they showed various things. One cousin parked his Cadillac, another parked their limousine, another parked several motorcycles and whatever, all as kind of like, see, Dad, we have done good with our lives. And I mean this very respectfully. See, Dad, we've done good with our lives. But this morning, I want to ask you, what's important to you? What's important? Those things that were lined up outside that funeral, they didn't go with my Uncle Jim, and they're not going with any of my cousins. So what's really important to you? The next question I want to ask you, at what are you good? Or in the vernacular of our place, what are you good at? Each one of us have unique giftings. We have skills. I mean, it's amazing. Some of you are mechanically inclined. And you listen to a motor, an engine or something, and you go, yep, that's the valve cover. It's rattling against the lifters. And see, now I don't sound like a mechanic. But you know exactly what it sounds like, and you know exactly how to fix it. What are you good at? At what are you good? You see, God is looking for you to use what you're good at for his kingdom. Sometimes we look at preachers and teachers and all of that stuff and we place that up on a pedestal. But God is not going to judge you on whether you were a good preacher or a good teacher. It's going to be on what you are good at and how you used it for his kingdom. Another question I want to ask you is, what brings you joy? What brings you joy? What brings you joy? Another question I want to ask you this morning, what do you love? What do you love? And finally, what's in your hand? What's in your hand? You know that commercial, what's in your wallet? Well, today I'm asking you, what's in your hand? These are very simple questions, but I'm asking them in the context of eternity today, to not despise the small things. You see, God's not going to hold us accountable, nor should we hold each other accountable for the things we don't have. So often we look and we tell the Lord, Lord, I've only got 20 bucks in my pocket. What can I do to help the church today? We hear and we celebrated the Greenman family memorial a few weeks ago. They were such wonderful, humble people. Miss Greenman, my teacher, Genevieve, never made more than $10,000 a year. Yet when her family, all of them educators, farm workers, when their lives ended, they have $1.2 million that they gave to the kingdom of God. But it started out as just a few coins in the pocket, a few dollars in the year. I want to mention tithing. If you're not a tither, today's the time to start. And you say, well, it's only 10 bucks a week. Start there. The Lord's not asking you for what you don't have. Oh, I could never be a soul winner because I only know five scriptures. You know what? If you pray for the Lord to send someone to you, he's going to send someone who needs those five scriptures or that one scripture. He's going to send someone to you who needs your testimony, not that of some great evangelist. He's going to send someone to you who needs exactly what you've got. Don't despise your small, humble home or your rust bucket of a car or fill in the blank. What is in your hand? And I want to just close with this. And I have for you the scripture listed, and I want to bring it. The lesson of the widow's mite. And I apologize, I just got to take a minute to find my scripture. The context is that they're at the temple, Jesus and his disciples, and there's an offering collection area in their gathering place. And people with big bucks would come in and make big noises. And everybody cheer, oh, hear that. And then a humble little lady comes. King James uses mites. I think that that's a good word. Honestly, it's a stretch from the original languages. Two small, tiny coins, smallest that were made in the Roman Empire time. And she brings those two coins, and she drops them in, and she quietly leaves. And Jesus goes, did you see that? Guys, pay attention. Did you see that? All these other people were giving from their abundance. But that lady, she gave everything that she had. No matter how small your gift might seem to the rest of the world, she gave more than everybody else. And our challenge this morning is, don't despise your small stuff. So proud of our kids who gave to BGMC and Speed the Light. Those coins that we collected, that's a fun thing, isn't it? Dumping your buddy barrels. It really is. Five questions. What's important to you? What are you good at? What brings you joy? What do you love? What's in your hand? Those are the small things. The Lord would love for you to give him today. So now, Lord Jesus, let's stand. Lord, we bow our heads and we close our eyes. And we wait for just a moment. We wait for just a moment. Lord, we were talking in my pickup, and I needed your help. I needed your affirmation. I needed to know I was on the right track with this sermon today, something I had never tried before. And Lord, you sent a dove to knock on my window to show me your Holy Spirit was with me. And Lord, you had me share that story and that slide because I know that there are a few here today who are wondering, Lord, are you with me? Lord, are you keeping me? Lord, are you on my team? Lord, are you on my side? Is this really from you? Holy Spirit, I pray right now that you give a physical, palpable response to those questions that person or persons are asking today. I believe in you, Lord. I believe that you're as real can be, and no one can ever take that away from me. Make that so in the lives that we're praying for today. Lord Jesus, in America, it's customary for us to praise the big things, but Lord, today we thank you for the small things. We thank you for our humble home. We thank you for our little church in a small town. Lord, we thank you for a few dollars in our pocket. We thank you for half a tank of gas. Lord, we thank you that our lawns are mowed. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, as we look over all the things that you've blessed us with. We thank you that today we're able to step back and even say, those are just things, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your Son. We thank you, Lord, for the messianic word found in Zechariah that points to an even better and greater kingdom that comes through your Son who would come 500 years later. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, today, help us to realize the verse that happens just a few before this, that it's not by our might, nor is it by our power, but there are things that can only occur through your Spirit, says the Lord. And so, Lord, today we dedicate our lives anew. We dedicate our lives afresh. I thank you for every person here, for the families that are gathering because it's the holiday. Be with all of our church members as they too are coming home to start a fresh week. Keep them safe. Be with our pastor, his darling wife. Lord, we praise you for them. We thank you for them. I thank you for every person here today. They would take this home and think about it. That they would dedicate their lives anew and afresh to you. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said, amen. Amen. Now may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord shine his face upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Amen.